Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump says he and the Senate have an obligation to fill Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat as soon as possible. Speaking at a rally last night, the day after her death, he said he plans to nominate a woman.
I think it should be a woman because I actually like women much more than I like men, I have to say. No, I do. I do. I like women more.
He said his choice would be a very talented, very brilliant woman. A Democratic member of the Senate Judiciary Committee is calling it political hypocrisy that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has vowed to hold a vote on President Trump's pick to replace Justice Ginsburg. As NPR's Jason Slotkin reports, Senator Patrick Leahy is accusing McConnell of playing politics.
Speaking to NPR's Weekend Edition, Leahy noted that in 2016, after Justice Antonin Scalia died, McConnell had blocked hearings on President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland, arguing against an election year appointment. Leahy called McConnell's plan to hold a vote on Trump's nominee a flip-flop.
Never seen political hypocrisy at this level. I mean, it will actually go down in the journals of political hypocrisy.
In his statement Friday, McConnell attempted to draw a distinction between the two election year vacancies. He argued that Republicans had control of the Senate because they had pledged to fulfill Trump's agenda. Jason Slotkin, NPR News, Washington.
Federal authorities are investigating after the deadly substance ricin was found in mail meant for the White House. NPR's Carrie Johnson has more on the story.
Law enforcement sources tell NPR they're trying to piece together whether other suspicious items are flowing through the Postal Service. They say ricin's been positively identified with the mail intended for the White House, but they fear that envelope may be linked to other still undiscovered packages. The ricin never made it onto White House grounds. The Secret Service and the White House are declining comment. The sources say investigators are narrowing down suspects, but no arrests have been made. In recent years, people have mailed ricin to political figures and other targets. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the return of sanctions against Iran is a step towards international peace and security. The Trump administration announced last night it's invoking the snapback provision of a multi-nation nuclear deal with Iran because Iran has been in violation. This would mean United Nations sanctions on Iran would be reimposed. But 13 of the 15 members of the UN Security Council say the U.S. action is void because the U.S. quit the deal in 2018. This is NPR News. President Trump says he supports, in principle, a deal that would allow the Chinese-owned app TikTok to continue to operate in the U.S. A ban is supposed to go into effect today on national security grounds, that the Chinese government could get access to information on U.S. consumers. The president said a new company would be partnered with Oracle and Walmart and be headquartered in the U.S. He also said the company would provide $5 billion for a U.S. education fund. The company that owns TikTok says it's unaware of the $5 billion contribution that it's supposed to be making. All of the major stock indexes declined on the last day of trading last week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
A slump in technology shares led the sell-off on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 244 points, or 0.9%. The S&P 500 Index and the NASDAQ were both down more than 1%. For the week, the S&P and NASDAQ were down less than 1%, while the Dow was just barely in negative territory. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve spelled out its new criteria for when it might raise interest rates. It won't be anytime soon. Most Fed officials expect rates to remain near zero through 2023. The central bank's new policy calls for letting the economy run hotter longer in hopes of helping more people find work. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In hockey, the Stanley Cup Finals got underway last night in Edmonton, Alberta. Dallas beat Tampa 4-1. Game 2 will be held tomorrow. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.